Today's text is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 15, verses 1 through 20. And as soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate. And Pilate asked them, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You have said so." And the chief priests accused him of many things. And Pilate again asked him, "Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the feast, he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in prison, who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And he answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead. And Pilate again said to them, "Then what shall I do with a man you call the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him." And Pilate said to them, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas. And having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is the governor's headquarters. And they called together the whole battalion. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on him. And they began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they were striking his head with a reed, and spitting on him, and kneeling down in homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak, and put his own clothes on him. And they led him out to crucify him. Let us reflect on the events from Mark chapter 14 leading up to today's passage. Jesus shared a Passover meal with his disciples, prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, and was subsequently arrested and taken to the high priest's house. Throughout the night, he was interrogated and tried by the Jewish leaders. In today's passage, Jesus is brought before Pilate for further questioning. Despite false accusations, Jesus remained silent and did not defend himself. When Pilate asked if he was the king of the Jews, Jesus affirmed that he was, but the meaning behind this response was spiritual rather than earthly. Jesus is not the king of the world, but the king of heaven. And he is not a king of the physical Jews, but of the spiritual Jews. Pilate declared Jesus innocent, saying, "What evil has he done?" Yet, due to the crowd's instigation, he was handed over for a crucifixion. This passage sheds light on the sinfulness of those who opposed Jesus and led to his crucifixion. The Jewish leaders sought to kill Jesus because they believed he blasphemed by claiming to be the Son of God and Christ. Mark chapter 14, verses 61 through 64. But he remained silent and made no answer. Again, the high priest asked him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" And Jesus said, "I am, and you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven." And the high priest tore his garments and said, "What further witnesses do we need? You have heard this blasphemy. What is your decision?" And they all condemned him as deserving death. Leviticus chapter 24, verse 16 says, "If anyone blasphemes the name of the Lord, he must be put to death. All the people must stone him. Whether he is a foreigner or a native born, he must be put to death." The Jewish leaders believed that it was right to kill Jesus, who blasphemed the name of God. Looking at this, they seemed to serve God very diligently. However, their zeal was not for God, but for themselves. In today's text, even Pilate, the governor of the Gentiles, could not find any fault in Jesus and try to release him. In verse 10, Pilate says that he knew that the chief priests were jealous of Jesus and wanted to kill him. This was the real reason they wanted to kill Jesus. They were trying to kill Jesus not because of their zeal for God, but because of their zeal for worldly lust. All the Jews committed the same sin. In other Gospels that record the same incident, all the Jews falsely accused Jesus and shouted for him to be killed. Luke chapter 23, verse 2. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man misleading our nation and forbidding us to give tribute to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ, a king." John chapter 19, verses 12 and 15. From then on, Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, "If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king opposes Caesar." They cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Upon close examination of this passage, an intriguing observation can be made. The accusation against Jesus by the Jews shifted from blasphemy to rebellion against the Roman emperor in an effort to have him crucified. This change in accusation transformed Jesus from a blasphemer to a criminal who violated Roman law. The objective was to ensure Jesus was crucified by any means necessary. To achieve this, they had to level the charge of rebellion under Roman law and also brand him as an evildoer. If Jesus had only been accused of blaspheming God, he could have been stoned to death according to Jewish law. However, the Jewish leaders did not want this outcome. They sought to fulfill Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 23, which says that anyone hanged on a tree is cursed by God. They wanted Jesus to be seen as cursed by God, and therefore had to crucify him, a punishment reserved for the most heinous crimes under Roman law at the time. Their goal was to portray the holy God who came to save sinners as the most wicked man. Therefore, Jesus had to appear as foolish and a stumbling block to both Jews and Gentiles while on the cross. This is the nature of sinners. However, Jesus being crucified was also the fulfillment of God's will to save his people from the very beginning of the ages. God's plan was being completely fulfilled. Jesus on the cross became the power and wisdom of God to his people, to whom the Holy Spirit gave new hearts. God's chosen people who hold on to Jesus on the cross with repentance and faith will be saved, and sinners who abandon and deny Jesus on the cross will be judged. Jesus on the cross divides this world into two. In verses 13 and 14 of today's text, the crowd that wanted Jesus to abandon and kill shouts like this. Mark chapter 15, verses 13 and 14. And they cried out again, "Crucify him." And Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." When Jesus performed miracles and healed the sick, all the people seemed to believe in him and follow him. But now they were angry and trying to crucify him. What was the reason for this change? It was not because of their love for God, but because of their love for worldly desires. Even now, those who have abandoned Jesus and are living without him are actively killing him. As we have seen so far, the Jews at that time wanted the promised Messiah to come, overthrow the Roman Empire, liberate Israel, gain political freedom, establish a new kingdom, and give earthly blessings. However, when they realized that Jesus was not the King and Messiah who would bring such worldly glory, they now turned around and sided with the Roman Empire that they wanted to overthrow. We can see how wicked sinners are. They treat God like an idol, but abandon him as they please. In addition, Caesar is their enemy, but in opposing and killing Jesus, Caesar becomes their king. They have become Caesar's most loyal followers and are threatening the Roman governor Pilate by saying that if he does not kill Jesus, he's not Caesar's loyal follower. Those who seem to serve God the best become people who serve Caesar the best, shouting, "We have no king but Caesar." This is how sinners are. They are capable of doing anything for worldly glory. It is difficult to serve God, but it is so easy to abandon Him. Even those who consider them enemies are united in killing God. On the outside, they seem to serve God, but their deep-rooted nature is revealed, even to the point of killing God. All of these sins are revealed on the cross of Jesus. In the end, it was they who blasphemed God's name. They could serve anyone and any idol as their God if it gave the world. But they could abandon God and kill Him at any time if they were not given the world. And yet they consider themselves the people who believed in God the best. They were truly full of lies and hypocrisy. They were full of false beliefs, false accusations, false evidence, false confessions, false conscience. They resemble Satan, the father of lies. This is the appearance of a totally depraved sinner. This is the appearance of our old self and our sinful nature. Jesus, the true King, went to the cross to save these sinners who are like enemies. And on the way to the cross, He suffered all kinds of hardships and insults from sinners. Mark chapter 15, verses 15 through 20. So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas. And having scourged Jesus, he delivered Him to be crucified. And the soldiers led Him away inside the palace, that is the governor's headquarters. And they called together the whole battalion. And they clothed Him in a purple cloak, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on Him. And they began to salute Him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they were striking His head with a reed, and spitting on Him, and kneeling down in homage to Him. And when they had mocked Him, they stripped Him of the purple cloak, and put His own clothes on Him. And they led Him out to crucify Him. The Most High, true King, Jesus Christ, is whipped by sinners. According to records from that time, the whip was made with pieces of bone and iron, so that each time that it was struck, the flesh was torn, and great pain followed. Some people died from this whipping alone before being crucified. We can understand why Jesus was so exhausted on His way to Golgotha that He could not carry the cross, and why He died very quickly on the cross. And that's not all. The soldiers led Jesus into the Praetorium, which was the governor's residence at the time, and gathered the entire army. Instead of shining crown of jewels, they put a crown of thorns on the true King Jesus Christ. And instead of the splendid royal robes, they dressed Him in a mocking purple robe. And instead of singing hymns, they mocked and despised Him and spat on Him. Yet, Jesus did not defend Himself to the end, nor did He try to escape crucifixion using His power, but was dragged silently by sinners like a lamb to the slaughter, and finally took all the sins of His people and went to the cross. This was the glory that Jesus, our true King and Savior, revealed when He was humiliated. And the cross on which Jesus was crucified was the throne of glory. He was truly the most miserable King in the world. No one among the people of the world could find glory in this Jesus. However, therein lies the greatest glory of Jesus. It is the glory of God the Savior. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4 through 7. Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem Him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon Him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with His wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and He was afflicted, yet He opened not His mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so He opened not His mouth. Dear saints, it is important for us to hear this message repeatedly. Jesus was pierced because of our transgressions, and He was crushed because of our sins. Through Jesus' punishment, we have gained peace with God. And through His wounds, we are healed from all of our sins. Jesus did not suffer and receive God's punishment for his own sins. He endured the cross and death for our sake, taking the judgment we deserve. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25, this passage from Isaiah 53 is quoted to explain why Jesus went through the suffering on the cross. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now turned to the shepherd and the overseer of your souls. We were all sinners like sheep, heading towards destruction. However, Jesus took our sins and went to the cross so that we could die to sin and live to righteousness. He made us die to our old self, which belonged to this world, and live as our new self, belonging to heaven. Now, we have returned to Jesus, our eternal shepherd and king, so we will never stray again, but follow the path that Jesus walked for his sheep and his people. Pilate knew that Jesus was innocent. He asked the people, "What evil has this man done?" and tried to release Jesus. However, when he looked at the angry crowd, he chose to please the people rather than God and ended up giving Jesus to be crucified. Pilate was similar to the Jews in that he was afraid of losing worldly glory and the favor of the people and King Caesar. He handed Jesus, the true king, over to be crucified. Pilate was similar to Jews in that he was afraid of losing worldly glory and the favor of the people and King Caesar. He handed Jesus, the true king, over to be crucified. Pilate feared the world, its people, and the king, but he did not fear God. He was more concerned about losing his worldly benefits. The Jewish leaders were jealous of Jesus and tried to kill him. The Jews who were deceived by the false shepherds and abandoned the truth and shouted to crucify Jesus. Pilate, who could not refuse their demands and gave Jesus up to death on the cross, and even the disciples who denied Jesus, abandoned him and ran away, were all the same sinners, and we were one of them. They did not fear God, but men and the world. They were not afraid of going to eternal hell, but more afraid of losing this world. The fear of losing the world was greater than the joy of gaining eternal heaven. Therefore, it was better to abandon God than to lose and be taken away from the world. And they were jealous of Jesus. They did not want Jesus to receive glory, and they did not want Jesus to be exalted above all. They made Jesus the most evil, condemned him, and finally crucified him to death. This is the nature of all of us sinners. Shouldn't God be angry at these sinners and judge them immediately? However, the Gospel of Mark also tells us about one incident in which a sinner was released instead of Jesus. Mark chapter 15, verses 6 through 11 and verse 15. Now at the feast, he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in prison who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And he answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead. So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas. And having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. In the Passover tradition, the Jews were given the choice to release either Barabbas or Jesus, a convicted murderer and rebel, or the innocent Jesus. The name Barabbas means father's son. In John 19, he is described as a robber and murderer who planned to rebel and establish a worldly kingdom. And in Matthew 27, he is referred to as an infamous criminal. Barabbas symbolizes all of us as sinners, sons of earthly fathers, leading lives of rebellion and crime against God, seeking only our own worldly gain. Despite our sinful nature, Jesus Christ, the sinless Son of God, was sacrificed on our behalf. God redeemed us just as He released Barabbas by offering His own Son to take our place in death and judgment. And that's not all. He makes Jesus wear a crown of thorns and gives sinners like Barabbas a crown of heavenly glory. Jesus was stripped naked and shamed, and we are clothed in Jesus' righteousness. Through the blood of Jesus shed from His hands, feet, and waist, we are forgiven of all our sins and given eternal life. In this way, He turned our miserable lives, which were destined to end in hell, into the path of heavenly lives. That is why Jesus walked the path of the cross, the path of judgment in hell, and now we are walking the path of heavenly glory. Dear saints, this is the gospel. This is the grace of salvation we have received. However, the grace of salvation and the reality of the gospel we have received do not end here. Furthermore, while we live on this earth, He has made us follow the path of suffering that Jesus walked. Jesus had to walk the path of judgment alone, bearing our sins, but He has made us participate in the path of suffering that He walked to testify to the gospel of truth. This path of suffering is the path of glory. This is because it is the path that reveals the glory of Jesus. We, the saints, have been called to participate in the path Jesus walked and follow Him. If Jesus suffered while testifying to the gospel of truth, we will also suffer while testifying to the gospel of truth. If Jesus is hated and persecuted by the world because of the gospel of truth, we will also be hated and persecuted by the world because of the gospel of truth. If Jesus is ridiculed, despised, and looked down upon by the world, we will also be ridiculed, despised, and looked down upon the world. And if Jesus endured and persevered to the end and reached the glory of heaven, we will also endure and persevere to the end and eventually reach the glorious kingdom of heaven. Dear saints, let us hold on to Jesus on the cross until the day of glory. Confirm and enjoy the unbreakable love of Jesus revealed on the cross. While living on this earth, no matter what hardships and trials we may face, may we all become saints who run the race of faith with love, forgiveness, hope, and patience. Let us strive to reach the glory of heaven that Jesus reached, revealing His glory along the way.